Ways that naval orangeworm can get into walnut orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Houston Wilson is an assistant cooperative extension specialist, IPM, based at the Kearney Ag Center. He said certain harvest operations can drive naval orangeworm into walnuts.
Thinking in some other areas about how harvest of almonds and pistachios may actually catalyze movement of naval orangeworm into walnut orchards, and that may have implications for how we use mating disruption in this crop. So that's a segue here into this longer term kind of ecological research I mentioned about movement of naval orangeworm between orchards. So we think that given the different phenology of almonds and pistachios and walnuts, you effectively have one being harvested before the other sequentially. As those harvest events take place, that may be a catalyzing force that moves naval orangeworm
in orchards that are surrounded by many walnut orchards.
Versus a walnut orchard surrounded by a lot of other almond and pistachio, which may create very different situations for those walnut blocks in terms of immigration of naval orangeworm into the block. So
Wilson said he's got some research proposals out right now
that are trying to look at movement of naval orangeworm between different tree nut crops. The idea here is that we could potentially better predict, based on your location, the likelihood and timing of naval orangeworm movement into the orchard. And this would be really helpful for us to better manage the insect.
That's Houston Wilson, a UC IPM specialist. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.